confidence, the first condition for courage. And intellectual progress, Kropotkin told us, right? Do we want to develop our thought, ourselves, our spirit, our souls? It's all one. Do we want to be big? And I have to, I'm going to be talking about today, although I'm going long already because we started late, but I'm going to be talking about how we start out big. I mean, I did not know this as a young single mom. I mean, how could I? There's no way the system would allow that kind of knowledge out on a generalized basis, on a broad basis. I could not know how powerful we start out until I was given the gift of hanging out with two-year-olds. And they're watching us and modeling themselves on us. But at the same time, you can see the question mark in their minds. Why? You know, the phoniness, the performance we subject them to. I mean, I cannot tell you how many children, two-year-olds, have said to me, is it funny? Because, and then Alice Miller has a wonderful example of the inappropriate affect that we subject children to, and I'm talking about here in the U.S. because I can't speak to the love for children elsewhere, which, I mean, just from what we hear when folks visit this country and look around and say, you guys, at least from places where the global South, as they say, or places where there is still strong connection to the earth and to communal traditions, they look around us at us and say, you guys are like robots. What is up with that? Well, our children are saying the same thing. They can't articulate it like that. But Alice Miller in Prisoners of Childhood, and she has this quote about, she went on vacation and watched a young couple, this was Sweden or Switzerland, I forget which, enjoying ice cream cones, and their little two-year-old was standing there, or maybe he was three, and he said, I want my own ice cream cone, which any one of us would also say in those circumstances. And they laughed at him. And so, no, it's too cold for you, silly. And he started to cry. And this happens to our two-year-olds over and over and over. No one empathizes with their dilemma, which is why Alice Miller made that her life's work, to try to help us see that. That in a class system under conditions of manufactured scarcity, we cannot have empathy even for our own children. And they are trying to figure this out, and we have to get on their side. We have to begin having confidence in each other, and we can't if there's no modeling of it. So we have to model this for children, caring about each other and being big, which requires caring about each other. So Kropotkin's point that in the absence of confidence in each other, which means confidence in our fellows of the same species, we cannot develop our individual initiative. And we also have to understand the context of the wage work system itself, which is why I do what I do, that it erodes relationships of trust from within, because anyone can be bought to do anything. I mean, all of these words, the wage work system, the state, aggregated power, class system, are various ways of saying the same thing. And under those terms, we cannot have confidence in each other. And what that leads to is that it coerces us, the wage work system, the fact that we don't have trust in each other, that we're forced out into turning our back on ourselves, self-betrayal. The other thing it coerces is our support of dishonesty with our children about their value, about the value of the earth, about our power, about the legitimacy of the state itself, and about truth itself. Because when there's acting, performance, everywhere they look, because their hearts know and feel the truth, they can tell the difference between when someone is smiling, You know, it's like that expression, laughing when you ain't tickled, right? Children know that. They see that. That we laugh when we ain't tickled. So why? Why are you pretending? And then the tragedy is knowing that they will start doing that too. We have to break that cycle. We have to start doing little by little. We have to start honoring our own bodies so that our children can. Our accommodativeness with what we know in our hearts is not right. The state is picked up on by children at least by age 2. The message that nothing can be done. So just scale back your hopes and your power and adjust yourselves to that fait accompli. So they sacrifice themselves as their parents, we have done and do.